The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo. We're off and running. Let's do this thing today, shall we? I believe we should. Hoping everyone has a lovely morning. A little rainy in certain spots. You get up, you're going to have some. You just washed your car. You're going to be annoyed. If you didn't, well, perfect. Now you can wash it tomorrow. It's going to rain a little bit. Weird spots. Rained on me yesterday for about 2 seconds. Reminded me of being in the Midwest, coming back from Tactical Black. I'm on the 51 and just deluge. And then right back into the sun. It was like 2 seconds. It was all right.
Just enough to screw the car up.
Just enough to get that beautiful, amazing detail work I just had done. Just screwed up enough. But I walked out. After I got my car detailed, I walked out 2 days later. We got a little rain, but it didn't do any damage. Didn't look bad. And I walked out and evidently a pterodactyl had flown over my house and just unloaded on the hood of my car. It was
the worst.
Huge turd on the front of my car. So
we got a little spritzing yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit. Not much. It's all right. I am excited because the first story I read today was I just opened my phone. Somebody sent me something and said, this is for us. Another like-minded individual. Brett, you'll like this. Brady, maybe not so much. But Brady, you've aged into this. You could actually do this. They're starting a child-free, adults-only living suburb centers. Meaning you can't have kids, but you don't have to be 55 and older. Retirement communities have
before
that.
Before the 55.
No kids. Moving. But the thing about retirement
they can visit.
Nobody thinks about retirement communities because there's kids all over them. Because grandkids show up, and grandkids end up sometimes live with their grandparents at those things. I know in two occasions where a guy lived with his kid and his mom at her retirement home because he got divorced and booted. So they have no policy that says you can't. These are normal people, not retirees over the age of 55 or, a senior living, where you just have a neighborhood with, public amenities and everything else. So the lady was mainly complaining. She goes, we have a public pool with, this gigantic thing we pay every month. And every time I go there, there's kids in it screaming and yelling in the lap pool. They got their own, and the kids have their own pool, but the parents aren't anywhere. They just dump them off and everything else. She goes, so I'm working on it. And it got traction. Instead of people going, oh, you just don't like kids. She's like, no. She goes, enough people filed in and signed up and said, let's see if we can make our neighborhood child free.
Where is this?
It's in England right now.
Oh, damn it.
But if we start talking about how wonderful that can be, we can still discriminate against them. Like it's our God-given right, evidently, as human beings to want to find someone to discriminate against. We've been doing it since the beginning of man. We pick a group and we discriminate. Kids, We can discriminate. They have no rights. It's fantastic.
But what you didn't know is the place in England's called Barren Woods.
Good.
The home development.
Fine. That's my favorite type of woman. The barren one.
Can we broadcast from England?
I mean, yeah, we need to move and amazing. Have, you know what, in this modern age.
You'll last about 4 days.
In child-free zone?
No, in England.
I would last for, you could move me to Bhopal, India if it was child-free. I'd never want to come back, Brady.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, no, you could move me to the worst parts of Africa. We do not have children. Okay. Also, no food, but I'll take it. I'll forage for food before I live in a neighborhood riddled with kids. What a great thing. I mean, oh. And then, so that kind of trickled down over into, well, why not restaurants?
I love
that. There's that one place that opened up.
Where?
I think it's in New York.
Damn it.
No kids.
No kids.
Yep.
None. I love it.
The one guy, one was a no kids, and the other was check your phone at the
cool with that
place.
That's fine, too. I would do that. But I am, we are a strong, quiet group of people who did right by the environment. Environmentalists, I call us, Brett. We're environmentalists. We didn't add to the problem. We were responsible not to make more people. And we want our own sanctuary. We want our own place.
It is interesting because I think majority of the bars are still that way, but now they made more family friendly stuff.
Not necessarily when bars are fun.
Yeah,
but you go
taverns and
yeah, you're Gilbert. There's no place in the world for you in Gilbert that's going to say no kids. You go to the bars in Gilbert, every restaurant in Gilbert, all the good restaurants down in Phoenix are like, oh, this is a cool place. And Gilbert is just a family adventure. It's what Gilbert is. You couldn't do it in Gilbert, but that's the point. Like that's why I'd never live in Gilbert. It's a freaking kid festival everywhere you look.
What about the Undertow? Do they allow kids in the place
Undertow?
Like that?
Yeah. I don't think so.
There's
I think
one.
It's one of those places. It's normally like, you know, you can have kids there till 9 or something like
right.
that. And then,
but what if you don't want to drink? What if you're not out for a night of boozing? You want a nice dinner. You want a, Steak 44. No kid night at Steak 44. I don't know why anybody takes their kids to Steak 44 anyway. They don't appreciate it. It's too much money for a kid to order the side of mac and cheese for $31. Knock it off. Take your kid to an Applebee's. That's their palate level. They don't need to be exposed to this. Imagine what they're going to do on. See, I always tell my friend, he takes his daughter, who's now 14. They go, she demands, like, she does it all the time. Let's get sushi. Let's go get Steak 44. And I'm like, you know what you've done? You've wrecked whoever's going to date her. You've made her impossible to like. Because she, you know, you try to take her to a normal dinner. She's like, eh. She's been raised on, you know, Christopher's and Steak 44 and restaurants in the Biltmore. It's like, she can't date some kid unless the kid's independently wealthy and she's not going to find that.
He's just set him up for, he's going to be the one that takes her to dinner for birthdays.
That's it.
My dad will take me to Steak 44.
Exactly. You're never going to measure up to the food daddy gave, and now she's going to be a weirdo.
Well, that's the worst part. Is that kid, that poor kid that's dating her, is going to be like, I can only afford a basket of Riblets.
Right.
You know, come on.
Come on, 2 for $20. I have a coupon, dummy.
Yeah, this is gross. I'm in.
Oh, man, you're impossible to like. I told him he's
the upside of it is she's looking for a guy that can do the Steak 44. And
downside is, can't find the guy who does the
you're
Steak 44.
You're going to have a very good couple.
Downside, she's attracted to a bad boy who can't take her to Steak 44. Next thing you know, she's rolling around in the back of a car, making people and staying out of Brett and mine's neighborhood. She's going to be pregnant by the time she's 16. Keep this up.
I'll get you steak in a 40.
Yeah, right. That's what she's going. Steak 44. Shut your mouth. Here's your 40.
Sizzle in a 40 ounce.
And here's your steak. Bonk. That's your meat tonight.
You're a bad boy.
That's right. Uh-oh. Opposite of daddy.
Bad boy goes to dinner with you on her birthday.
Oh, he's going
to
be
Dad's
eating.
Dad's picking up.
He's going to be eating, that's for sure. Oh, Dad's picking up, but she's got to be careful because prenatal care says she shouldn't eat a lot of protein. She's going to be pregnant. She'll be bored. He won't be able to take her to a dinner. He'll do one of those romantic walks in the park thing. She's going to be pregnant. You've created a pregnancy monster. But yeah, child-free. And we need to be, as people who don't have children and don't want them, a little bit more like, hey, vocal about, I think people should get kicked out more often with their kids. This all comes from me working at Tony Romo's and seeing, you know, everybody acts like, oh, it's so different now. No, it's not. 30 years ago when I was working in restaurants, people just let their kids do whatever. The Cheerios, if I see a Cheerio, it ruined Cheerios for me. watching people just throw it on the ground and say, well, you have people to pick that up. I'm like, what does your house look like, you hogs? They're goldfish bags. The second I saw that little Ziploc come out of that mom purse full of goldfish, I'm like, well, there's just going to be gummed up cud goldfish all over this table, all over that high chair. And you just want us to clean up after them for one night.
That's where the fast casual kicks in. They don't have time to set up camp and spray the Cheerios.
They manage.
I haven't seen that in a long time. But they find the spots.
Yep. If a mom has the thing of Cheerios, or even worse, the little, like, she's super prepared and has the little plastic container of Cheerios for that little
rat. Little Tupperwares, yeah.
Little tups of, here you go, doll. Just gum it up and spit it all over the place. That's what we're, and it doesn't matter because everybody loves you. Nope, not true.
Cute.
Yep. That was a good majority of the time, I think, that those kids were drinking tainted Sprites, or we had Sierra Mist. There was a few Sierra Mists your kid was sucking down that had James Pierman's bodily fluids in them. I guarantee you that. I never did it.
A tough one is eating at the restaurant, and you look over, and there's mush mouth. It's got the liquid carrots, and it's all over the mouth. Just dripping.
If you're in a restaurant, you shouldn't be allowed to. I couldn't bring it in if you and I went to a restaurant. Like, Brady, you're not going to order off the menu. I brought you a bag of food. You're not allowed to do that. It's against health code. With babies, for some reason, you can bring food from home into a restaurant. Not supposed to be able to do that. If Brett and I are out, I'm like, I have some pizza I wrapped up from another place. Here you go. Chow on that. I'm going to order something off the menu. They kick Brett out. Like, what are you doing? You brought food from another place. It's illegal.
Did you guys just, at Tony Roma's, did you just fight over who was going to have to take that table when the kids walked in?
Money exchanged hands a lot. I was like, especially if I was, because I was there for a long time as a busboy, especially when we first started. I was a busboy. I started when I was 15. By the time I was 17, you still had to be a busboy because you couldn't do anything else. I had seniority over all these little pricks, and I'd be like, look, I've cleaned up enough. This is yours. Oh, you could give me $5 for that. I'm not giving you anything. You go clean up that kid's orange snot slop goldfish puke.
And was it restaurant carpet or was it
tile? Yeah, it was that cruddy restaurant. And we had to use the Bissell to try to get it off. And it didn't. It just mashed it in. So then you get on your hands and knees and scrub baby cud out of the out of the carpeting. Blech.
My little angel.
All four. And I mean all four. Child-free restaurants. And everything else. It's great. That's what makes the gay neighborhood so awesome. Occasionally, one of their adopted Asians will pop in. But most of the time, a child-free zone is a
really
fantastic
clean.
Place to be. So I'm all for this. And a child-free neighborhood for normal people, you don't have to be in and amongst 70-year-olds.
Under 55, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just a great spot to live. And it's for us responsible people that didn't go muck up the earth with more people.
Cool. Now, I think some of these places here... You can cut in at 50.
I probably have to pay a little extra, but it's almost worth it. And that's the thing. People always will email and say, well, you were a kid once. And I was a kid who, if I misbehaved in a restaurant, you didn't know I was there. You never knew I was there. If I made a noise, if I talked, I was out of line. My grandpa had a rule in his house that if he's talking, no one else is. And if a kid says something at a table, dinner was over for that kid. You don't speak. You're not important at all. And during dinner, and God forbid you hummed or anything else, he'd just reach over and take your plate. And he goes, that's it. It's a place for the adults to talk. You just eat. Man, that's pretty awesome. Because now I'm like, that's beautiful. That is a gold, beautiful thing. And he liked kids. He wasn't like, he just had strict rules about at the dinner table, the kids don't have a say. So it was shut your mouth.
Restaurants, it was five across the mouth for me if I got out of line.
I was
right in the restaurant.
I spent many a meal in the back seat of a car in the parking lot. I blew my straw. I got a milkshake. That was a treat. Sucked up that milkshake and looked at that witch sister of mine and just shot milkshake on her.
Oh, you got in trouble.
Oh, did I get in trouble? I got carried out of the restaurant by my pants. They're like a super wedgie. And he's like, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Don't you cry. I'll give you something to cry about, that old line. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I realized, oh, he's going to kill me. And I probably deserve it. That was pretty stupid. And then you realize, note to self, don't shoot food on your stupid sister in public or otherwise. And when Dad's around. Stuffed me in a car. I sat in the back of that Oldsmobile Regency Bro-Am. About 2 hours.
They took their time.
They could have abducted me. My dad would have been fine with it. He probably left the keys in the car with a note that said free kid inside.
I almost bid on one of those for you at the Barrett Jackson on Saturday.
Regency?
Yeah, there's an 88 Regency.
What year?
An 88.
Oh, 1988. Oh, okay, not the 98 and then the Delta 88.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a 76, 77, and we get the Grand Prix. Yeah, we had another one in 86, the redo Regency.
Yeah.
They were much smaller. Yeah, my dad liked the Oldsmobile.
Boat body.
He loved the Oldsmobile, and he also liked a car for himself. The Oldsmobile was the family truckster. Yeah, child-free zones are, they're good. I have no issues with...
I wonder if it's like a whole community where the restaurants and stuff like that, no kids either.
I think it's changed.
That's it.
Amazing.
Too, a little going out. I mean, now more and more families go out no matter what. When we would go out, like when I was a kid, when I was younger... Had to put a blazer on most of the time going out to dinner. Up. When you went to the Menacor restaurant, German restaurant, there was your behaving. You're following orders there.
This is only 20 years removed from their last movement. You're still a little wary of the Germans. There were a lot of them still alive from the last thing saying, we were close and probably pretty happy about it. They almost won. And you got to remember that the survivors in Germany that were on board were this close to being... A Germanic, the entire thing was almost Germany, the whole globe. There were a few of them that were unhappy about the loss. They did not take the loss well. They looked like that guy for the Bengals just sitting there crying. It's like, the Americans did what? Oh, man, we lost. We were on the doorstep of it all. It was very close. But I understand you got to suit up and make sure. But we didn't do too many suit nights because my dad knew we'd ruin
That's
it.
Why we didn't like that. That was smart because as a kid, you don't like doing that.
Even on planes.
I don't want to go to
planes. Them. Yeah, you had to dress up to go places. Yeah, I had a dumb little suit with a clip-on tie that occasionally they'd stuff me in, and I'd get antsy because I don't like having all those clothes on me. But I knew better. You never heard from me, and that's good parenting. A kid is not to be heard from in public. It's not your time to shine, son. This is not an audition for who's the funnest kid in a restaurant. Sit down, shut up, and you're not eating if you make any noise. That was great. It was the best. But yeah, I'm excited about this. First story. This is for us, John. This is for us. I'm looking at this lady. All she does is put a TikTok out. I'm sick of this. Every time I try to use some of the amenities in our neighborhood, there's rogue children ruining it. Can't do anything. Can't go to the park. Can't do, have those anything. And the worst part would be if they had a kid pool and they're still in your pool. That's what she said. I do laps in the morning and there's kids jumping at me. Like, this is great. So movement against them. I vote to eradicate them all.
I'm packing today.
I mean, I go further. I'll say if we could just eliminate them, I would have no issue with that completely. And just kind of, wean out the entire species.
This guy had parents like us. John, believe me, I feel your pain of doing something stupid, except when, especially when I was shooting spit wads at my sister. My dad would just beat my ass right there and didn't care who was watching.
Yeah, I didn't get the beatings. I got the... I got everything just removed. I got the fear of beatings more than the beatings. Occasionally you get the smack.
Yeah, I would get the smack once in a while, but I usually, like I said, five across the mouth.
And they would tell me, I will hit you right in front of everybody. And I was like, oh, geez, here we go. Or he'd just start to unbuckle his belt, which he never hit me with once. But that was enough of a threat. He could smack that thing together and make me just poop. Yeah. Fear of your parents. That's a smarter, better way. This love thing isn't working. It's just making all your kids fentanyl addicts. Gotta bring back fear. Bring back fear, 2023. Stop being their friends. Start being their wardens.
Fear and shame, like we discussed last week.
Fear and shame have been missing for a little while, and I notice it with your rat kids. I talk to my friend Mark's daughter all the time. She's just evil now. She drove me home the other day. She's only 14, but they've got a golf cart, and we rode bikes, and I was getting bikes back to Mark's house and, everything else, and she drove the golf cart back, and she's just like, you know what you are? Ugly. Ass. Like, all right, okay, and I'll tease back, but she's just, and she'll cuss and swear in front of
stirring it up.
Parents don't care. She's swearing like crazy, and I'm like, man, oh, man, would have been I would have been buried in the backyard for that.
Now.
Oh, the cussing thing, it's theirs. They're fine with it. Everybody's like, yeah, what are you going to do? It's total bullshit, Dad. I'm like, she's 13, you should hit her. I think you should hit her. I'm like, why? Well, she shouldn't be, she's cussing at you. Ah, what are you going to do? You hit her. I think right now is when you, okay, guess not. But, yeah, so child-free zones. And I like my friend's kids, but I like them at a distance. I like it when we go out. They don't go. They know I wouldn't. I've been invited over. Like, are the kids going to be there? Yeah, and a couple of their friends. Nope, I'm out. Their friends are there, too. I've been through this. It's a nightmare. Nobody likes your kids. Not on adult night. Let's keep it normal.
Be interesting to see the responsibility of this couple. They're under investigation, the Department of Education, Ohio, because they have a school that's openly anti-Semitic and racist. Nazi homeschooling group.
Hmm.
2,500 members on it right now. Upper, huh. And I saw it. The headline said Upper what?
Yeah,
Upper Sandusky,
upper Arlington,
which is Cleveland. But they're under investigation right now.
They're openly anti-Semitic and they're under investigation. That the investigation.
Well,
takes
that's
2 seconds.
Why they've been accused of this. So they're under investigation. But they, you know, I think they got something here. Nazi dissident homeschool group, which now boasts over 2,500 members on its Telegram channel. I guess you can get it online, too.
But if you're openly anything, what are they investigating? That's you.
Whether that's illegal to be.
Is it a public school?
The group openly advocates white supremacist ideologies and aims to make sure the children they teach become wonderful Nazis.
Sure. If it's a private Nazi school, you got to allow it. If it's a public school, absolutely. It's the same thing as you going to your religion
school. So maybe they're looking into it to see.
No different than you taking Kirby to Christian school. It's a belief system being taught to a child. It's horrible.
Well, maybe they're making sure they follow everything. Like, if you're disciplining the kids, how are you doing that?
They're all on the same team. How do the Nazis discipline differently to their group?
Saying they're not. I know some states, you know, ban any kind of physical striking.
Yeah, but you're assuming the Nazis are just beating the crap out of the Nazi kids.
Not assuming that. I'm just saying that that's why they're investigating and checking out. You know, are you following the state's education
laws? Teaching them the reading, writing, and arithmetic. I don't think they're worried too much about knocking them around. And also, throwing some Nazi stuff. It's really no... it's awful, but I don't see it any different than going to a religious school.
Another great thing about the adult-only thing. No schools,
no
let alone no
school.
Nazi schools.
Oh, no stupid zones where you have to slow down to like 4 miles an hour for...
No red for ed taxes.
Oh. You know my favorite thing in the world is...
Oh, you already have those.
City buses don't care about the people on the buses. They assume that... And they just park them on the side of the road and everybody can just get out. But a school bus, they know those idiots get out. They have to stop everybody going every direction. City bus the other day just stopped on the road, and I was going around it, and then people just started to walk in front of it. There's no crosswalk. I'm like, we need to
didn't
stop.
Didn't you learn this at school?
when did that leave your brain, dummy, that you're not supposed to? There's a crosswalk 15 feet the other way.
I'm just going to walk in front of the bus.
And pops right out from I didn't see him, right there in Glendale. Boink. I'm like, Yeah, but nobody cares. And that's what I always like, too, is like elementary school kids, they've done some studies. They can take a hit from a car at 50 miles an hour under.
Really?
Junior high is 25. You notice that that's it. They don't slow you down.
Only bounces so far.
Yeah, high schools are like 35. Let's kill it 10 miles an hour. These kids are bigger. We can hit them at 35. I've always looked at school zones' acceleration of speed as hilarious. Like, man, these kids are pretty small. 15 and under.
That, high school, yep. 35 and
high school is 35. It's pretty good. And the lights will be flashing. A reminder, these kids are 35. We're not going to take it to 15 for them.
Many rolling balls in high school crossing the street.
I guess. They should have learned from the 15 and 25 mile an hour strikes that 35 is going to hurt a whole lot more. I just always thought it was great that as you got older, the speed limit around you went up. All right, now you're in the 25 mile an hour zone. Don't go dicking around. You survived the 15. It's like Donkey Kong. You're on another level. It's going to get a little tougher out there.
I get upset when someone passes me in the 15 mile an hour zone. I'm a bang. You can't pass.
Yeah, no, I don't. I obey it to that crosswalk and then I gun it. The way you're supposed to.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP podcast.com.
Anyway, we have a special guest outside the door. I don't know if you've seen him outside. It's a. Now, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
died now.
Tonight,
put the bottle down.
There he is. Tonight's show host. Put your drink down, Jimmy. It's 6:07. Jimmy Fallon's here, everybody. Come on in, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. It's so great to be here, you guys. Morning, this week, Jimmy. I can't wait.
Big day.
Tonight's show's going to be huge this week. I'll tell you what. We're going to have Dave Bautista, Sarah Michelle Gellar's coming out and talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I love. Actually, I love that show. I was way too old for it when it was out.
So excited.
I still loved it. It was great. The great Brian Adams from Canada. Right. Going to come out, going to sing some songs to us. It's going to be great. Of course, Blake Shelton will come out. We're going to play Pies and Faces. It's going to be great. You know who's not going to be on the show?
Who?
Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. She died yesterday. Cindy Williams won't be on the show this week. She died, which means everyone from Laverne and Shirley is dead except for Lenny. Put that in your hat.
Man.
They're all right. Dead. The whole crew, dead. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley, died yesterday. She was only 75. That's it. She won't be on the show. But Derek Jeter will on Wednesday. It's going to be great. And also, not on the show, U.S. pro skier Kyle Smain. He was killed in an avalanche yesterday. I don't know if anybody knows who that is.
Man.
Brady just handed me that one just to announce a death, not a death of someone anyone would know.
He won a gold medal in the
Nobody remembers. Name three. Don't say Phil Mayer and name three.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top did
the
not
flying
win.
No, tomato can.
He did not.
Sean
not,
White.
He's just a snowboarder, Piper. If he died, people would know. You a skier. Nobody knows those. There's a billion of them. If you won a gold medal, no one knows why.
You're right. You shouldn't have to announce that.
I get Michaela Schifrin and 1980s Phil Mayer because he lived down the street from me. That's it. Goodbye, Cindy Williams. And one more. And we've cleared out all of Laverne and Shirley. Okay, everybody. Don't forget, join us this week. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Dave Bautista, Ariana Grande, Timberlake. Tonight Show, Pies in the Face, Slap to the Face. That's my jam. Password.
See you, Jimmy.
Just never ends.
Good Lord. Yeah, Cindy Williams died. That is a, wow. Laverne and Shirley, all dead, except for Michael McKean. All of them.
Wow.
The Big Ragu passed away a couple years ago.
Still. It hurts. Rest in peace, bro.
He's got the signs up at Brett's house. Now, of course, Laverne died a long time ago. Shirley died. I think they both died of cancer, which means they built the whole set with asbestos. Yeah, Eddie Mecca died. Of course, you know. The old
Get
lady.
Ready for those lawsuits.
Yeah, the old Mr. lady. DeFazio, the old man, was Mr. DeFazio. Was long, he was old. And I think he died during the show.
He was like 80 during the show.
It's bad. The landlady, she's long dead. And sadly enough, Brady, DeFazio was younger than you are right now. And that's how bad he looked. That's how bad the 70s treated people. Brady's about 8 years older than Wilford Brimley was in The Natural. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wilford Brimley was 49 in Cocoon.
He looked like he was 79.
I know. I know. He always looked like he
the
was 80.
The thing with him is he never ages.
No, I mean, he came out of the womb as a
held it steady
diabetes,
for a while.
Diabetes. Like, I gave birth to a little old man. But there he was.
Lenses just got a little thicker. Yeah. That's it.
It is a weird thing, though, as a child of television in the 80s, to see the whole shows are dead. Entire shows are dead.
Yeah.
And Laverne and Shirley, all dead. Except one. Michael McKean. And I don't know how Michael McKean is, but he's up there. He seemed healthy and Better Call Saul. He does
Happy
a lot.
Days is holding relatively
Happy
strong.
Days has most everybody still alive. I think Anson Williams, Richie. I think
Ralph
Mouth still alive. Henry Winkler. Marion Ross just died.
Joni.
She's dead. She's
oh, yeah,
dead
she
for
died,
years.
But Chachi's still kicking.
Chachi's hanging around. Yeah, that show was there, but that was a lot of teenage stuff going on.
Yeah.
But it still started in the early 70s, so they're closing in on dying. You're going to lose them all.
Michael McKean is 75.
He's 75. That's how old Cindy Williams was, so that asbestos set should get him soon enough. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, and Squiggy, he died a few years ago. Of course, we remember our listener that went out and did the Squiggy Memorial.
Yeah.
And the Tom Mix Memorial was replaced with David Lander. But yeah, all of Laverne and Shirley is dead.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I watch old game shows all the time on the Buzzer Network, and I just like, dead, 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 dead. And the other day, it was a full dead house. The whole crew was dead, because Scobie Mitchell was the only one that was close, and he's dead now. And then I looked at the contestants, and I'm like, well, they're dead. Gene Rayburn's been dead. The whole show's dead. And it was from 1977.
Wow.
All dead.
I wonder what other TV shows, like, if you think about it.
I was just thinking,
everybody's
like,
dead, yeah.
They're all dead. that we had. Not like, you know, Leave It to Beaver, which still has, you know, Beaver's still around.
Yeah.
Jefferson's?
No, I think they're all, I looked that up the other day. I think they're all gone.
I think that one's blank. I'm just trying to think if that's pretty alive.
Lionel? OG Lionel died like.
No kidding.
Yeah, he died of like lung cancer like in the 80s.
The original Lionel's dead?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Jeff. Other Lionel's still alive, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
And the daughter might still be alive. But Tom and.
Welcome back, Helen Cotter.
Oh, no, because Cotter himself is still alive. John Travolta's still alive.
And I think
Washington's Horseshack. Still alive. Horseshack's probably still alive. I think most of that cast is still alive.
That was the only one I thought. I think a lot of people are still alive on. Other than that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't. There's so many shows. You can't. But there's, most of them are all gone. Mork and Mindy, outside of Pam Dauber, all dead.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's weird when you think of all your reruns are dead. Crazy. Shouldn't be either because Robin Williams died young, but yeah.
Cheers. Just lost
Cheers
one there.
Cheers says Kirstie, but I think everyone else. I'm surprised Shelley, that the Cheers staff is still alive. Shelley was supposed to die. She got all suicidal and crazy and then came back fine. I think the only dead one, and they were all coke head drinkers. And then Norm was just a stroke walking. And he's still around. Norm and Cliff, and they're almost 80 now.
Yeah.
And Ted Danson still looks better today than I'll ever look in my
Coach
entire life.
Coach can't be alive.
Coach died during the show.
Yeah, that's where Woody showed up.
He died after season one. Nicholas Colasanto.
The second Lionel's still alive, and Jenny's still alive.
Jenny's alive.
Everybody
I
else
assume
gone,
Jenny
though.
Was still alive.
The OG Lionel's
the
dead.
The cast. Though. These are the secondary people.
Yeah.
Is Bentley's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, most of the Jeffersons all dead, too. I think most of the show, One Day at a Time, is now dead, except Valerie Bertinelli.
Well, she'll explode one of these days.
And she's one that, you know, you're waiting. And she's not that much older than me. But she's not helping herself out with anything. Yeah, that's crazy. Hmm. I liked a lot of TV. I watched a lot. And now I watch and I'm like, dead, 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 dead. The 80s stuff's still hanging on. Bill Cosby's still alive, for God's sake.
Yeah.
That's baffling.
I think they're all still around, right? Yeah.
I don't think any of them.
It's time for a reboot.
Yeah, no, I'd love to have him back. Grandpa Huxtable. I can't see. Come over here to my good side for a second there. Sleep. But, weird. So Cindy Williams gone. Laverne and Shirley has one left. The clock is ticking on Mr. Michael McKeon. Who was Chuck in Better Call Saul and awesome at it. I'm just such a prick in that show. It's 6:15. Let's get a wake-up song, maybe in honor of Laverne and Shirley, Shamil Shemazel, Haas and Pfeffer.
Ooh, there's only one left.
Oh, Different Strokes, only Todd Bridges is alive.
Only Todd Bridges is alive from Different Strokes.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Danny Cooksey, technically, but was that Different Strokes? No, that didn't count anymore. Yeah. And you wouldn't mind it if his character died, too.
Which would happen during the show.
Little Sam. Yeah, I would have liked seen Arnold stab Sam once.
Is Dixie Carter dead?
She's dead.
Okay.
Yep. Everybody's dead, Brett.
Everybody's We're all dead. Gone.
Here, it's happening to all of us. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98KB.
Wake up! Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.